Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. History.
Da dee da bee ba ba da ba.
Daniel LaRusso, sir. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what he was able to do in the All Valley Karate Tournament in 84.
Takes a certain amount of courage to point that out now, too. You know? Good right. For you, Tim.
33 years later, is that right? Nurse? Yep. Nancy?
It'd be 33 years.
You know what else is the best the around? Picture. Harry's Razors.
Yeah.
Great news.
Okay.
Harry's is your skin is soft.
Yeah, it is. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman set ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try. But this offer is only available for our listeners if you use the promo code InsideSTL at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to Harry's, HARRYS.com. HARRYS.com right now. And enter code InsideSTL checkout. That's Harry's.com. Promo code InsideSTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Harry's Razors, a wonderful supporter of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Anytime we're out and about doing our events, it's brought to you by Bud Select. Bud Select is the presenting sponsor of the events for the Ryan Kelly Morning After, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It is Bud Select. Send your emails in because we're giving away 4 tickets to Bud Bash tonight for a Hot Shots email of the day, in addition to a free Lemmings lunch at Hot Shots. That's the prize for email of the day. I don't care if Iggy's stories are true or not. I love that creep. You keep doing you, old man. Don't worry about that bitch boy Swope. People are taking sides. People are taking sides.
What's that about Swope? I love Swope. I think we cleared it up. I mean, he's got to know I'm kidding when I take little...
Well, he's responded to your post, and he says, fair enough. You have fired shade at my guest bookings 3 straight sodes.
3 straight sodes.
I don't know what his second
sode
was.
Do not say so.
What was the second sode?
Without any props for being the first / only one to interview Misty Plops.
No, I'll give you props for that. That's
it's been a tough interview for
huge.
A lot of the networks.
That's
again. Huge.
And it was electronically altered, his voice was. Mm. This is my hobby, not my full-time job. I don't have time to canvas Imperial for that tan MF-er. I spend roughly 12 hours producing each sode, and the interview gets by far the least attention relative to the main sequence or the mashup. I just need someone who I can count on to provide the best banter for 10 to 15 minutes and not flake out or have nothing to say. It's a completely different format of interview than TMA or whatever you're currently producing.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, boy, he did
that. I don't believe I compared your sodes to TMA.
I think you guys are loggerheads now.
No, I'm just having fun. I enjoy what he does.
Well, maybe he'll be on the next Swope's Picks.
He's not ready to mend fences.
No, I'd rather hear from Barrett. He said he thought that I would be mad if he got Barrett on instead of me.
I would enjoy hearing that.
I would too. I'd love to hear what
I don't
Barrett
know if Jason can really talk honestly about what happened, though. I don't know.
I don't think he can.
I don't think so either. So
if you're consulting other stations, you don't tell tales.
I spent 4 years in San Francisco.
Aside from that one.
Doug, this is the Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Oh, hello, Shrewsy.
Hey, boys, how we doing?
We're average. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on? Happy Tuesday.
Well, thank you.
You got to hit the whole harder.
Hey, I got my notice list for the week. I had called in a while. I figured I'd put some people on notice. I got 5 guys I'm putting on notice.
All right. North Korea's on notice.
Yeah, I saw Mike Pence put them on notice. So people are kind of just ripping off our bit, aren't they?
That's right. Vice President of the United States ripping off an AM radio show.
That's right.
Number 5.
Hello?
Doug. Number 4.
Well, Doug. You're not going to tell why? Wait, hold on. You got to tell why you're putting them on notice.
That was the thing you said about teasing. That was creepy, man. It was weird.
Okay.
You don't notice, Barrett.
Everyone will tell you. We have to get better at teasing.
Nice, Posse. And he threw shade at Tim, so definitely on notice.
We're not sure four. It was me, but it might have been.
Yeah, just trying to defend you, bro.
Thanks.
Number four. Whatever the name of the bar was that Iggy said is over in Illinois in Granite City.
Rico's 2.
Yeah, putting that on notice for not existing.
I mean, how old are you, Shruzy? How old are you? How old are you?
27.
Well, hell yeah, it's not going to be there now. I'm talking talking in the 70s.
On notice.
Iggy just got put on notice.
Number two, North Korea. Watch out for that nuclear program. Take it easy.
Yep.
I have to get a little stronger with them. And number one, that Breitbart reading twink, Bobby Bestel. Drink like Bestel.
Bobby Bestel got hit out of nowhere again. I mean, he's not really an active participant in the show or
doesn't
the fan pin. But
doesn't seem to be, no.
Guys, Swope is pretty self-important. That's from Ed.
Simply why? Ed.
Buck Swope. Is this from Barnhart Brawler, Doug?
I don't know. I'm not looking at it.
But there's a lot of like fights on the fan page that I wasn't even aware of. Are you aware of some of these things?
No, I'm not on the fan page because there's a lot of fights on there.
Let's see. Brother Swope is the coolest, most interesting guy on the fan page. Just ask him. That's from Barnhart Brawler.
Oh, boy.
But I didn't know Barnhart Brawler sideways with, I guess, Buck Swope, and I guess also Matt who bowls at Hanks. I didn't know Matt who bowls at Hanks is sideways with anybody. I knew Brawler was sideways with some people.
Brawler's sideways with lots of people. He's a far leftist.
What do you say? He's a suit pant or something? Pantsuit?
Pantsuit liberal.
Yeah. It's a pantsuit liberal.
Follower of Hillary.
He was a Bernie guy, I have to say, in fairness to the brawler, he was a Bernie guy.
Yeah, but once they cooked the books and made sure Bernie didn't win, then he was, I'm sure, on Hillary's pantsuit side.
Doug, did you know Dad actually died of the heart attack? Sorry if you haven't watched yet.
Who's Dad?
The dad and Roseanne?
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't. I can't follow it all.
Well, the Don, I think, died of a heart attack.
Vito Corleone.
Yeah.
Right there in the tomato patch?
Yeah, he was playing with the grandkids.
Right.
Yeah.
But Dan did?
Dan Beal?
No, Don. The Don.
No. Dan, John Goodman's character in Roseanne. Did he die of a heart attack?
I don't know.
Was he a consigliere?
I don't think so. I've not... Gentlemen, I have not watched every single television show that's ever been on. I just haven't.
Why do you think you're better than everyone?
Because I don't watch all these TV shows. That's why. And no, I've not seen Karate Kid or Karate Kid 2. I have no intention of seeing either one.
Why do you hate Italian Americans?
I don't. I'm not interested in that genre.
Oh, that's what you're going to call a group of fine Americans?
How many karate movies do we need in this country?
Six.
How many? And how many vampire movies do we need?
Six!
They've all been made. We don't need any more vampire movies or karate movies. Not sure we need any more boxing movies either.
Have you watched True Blood?
Good question.
No.
Watch it. It's a very good show on HBO. It's over now, but it's
heaven's sakes, don't tell me what
the traditional model has failed. So you got to give them all the credit in the world. You got to give all the credit in the world to Melissa Marr and their sales staff for getting the sponsors. And every year,
this was
either getting the same people
to
come on board or figuring out who's gonna come in this year. You know, so I give them all the credit in the world.
Thank you, Buck.
Well, Buck Swope, right there.
It's their job. That's what they have to do. It's their job. It's what they spend 40, 50 hours a week doing.
Yeah, now, he was going off on me, but I think that the funniest comment on that whole post was from Beer Cats when he said, I can't wait to listen. What did Janie Lesmian have to say about
it? Doug, these shows are controversial.
Yeah, well, they are. Nothing's got this city more riled up than the sods that air at, one in the morning here on this little show?
No, my name is not Hugh Jackson.
You know what we do need, Doug? We do need another television show that's a Cupcake Bake Off.
Woo!
There's only 5 of those on television now. Cupcake Wars.
Is that Cupcake on the Food Network? Battle.
Have any of you butt trolls watched Brockmire? I think it's loosely based on Doug. That's from Painter Guy. Joe Buck was in like the first episode. It's with the wonderful Hank Azaria. On IFC? Is that on IFC?
I don't know where it is. I haven't seen that either.
Why would it be based on Doug's life?
It's about a sportscaster. Hank Azaria is playing the role of a sportscaster. Is it Azaria or Azaria? Azaria? Nurse?
I've heard Azaria, but, you know, I've heard a lot of things wrong.
Right.
Plus, if you get close to a name, you consider it correct. Yes. So you're the wrong guy to ask.
Yes.
I like Swope, but I would not get in an argument with him. He will put so much effort into it that you will think you will end up either losing or just giving up. Thanks, Steve Wildwood. Doug, have you ever debated Buck Swope?
No.
I haven't.
If Dan Marshall wants to come, this is the 4-year anniversary. If Dan Marshall wants to come and he wants to destroy the radio, he wants to run him off, well, we'll just go to a Christian station and turn it into a sports station. And then they'll be paying Tim to come back to 590 in 3 years. You know, I mean, that's.
Well, he's got to figure it out, I guess.
This Buck Swope sounds like he's got it all figured out.
I went to Bristol, Connecticut.
Could we spend more than 5 seconds on any one topic, please?
I don't wear panties.
The ADD is massively out of control in here today.
Going back to the old D.
Nothing's connected. Nothing we talk about is connected. It's not like we start one conversation and just drift off to other places. It's just one sentence here, one sentence there.
Guys, did you know Daniel Tosh went to Sparing Middle School for a year?
He did?
Is that true?
I don't know.
But you have ties to Sparing.
Sure.
Right. So
we did our show at Sparing.
I know. Our audience raised $25,000.
Yeah, in just a couple hours.
I know. It was incredible. But did Daniel Tosh go?
I have no idea. It's the first I'm hearing of such a thing.
Maybe he's listening. I think he was in town last night, wasn't he?
What would he be doing here?
I think he was at the...
Chaffetz?
Chaffetz or Paget, one of the two. Maybe he's listening.
I would imagine he'd be Chaffetz. Pretty big. He's pretty big. Guys, Apollonia got blown up in the car for wanting to join Morris Day's girl group. Thanks, Ward Cleaver. Hugh Beaumont passed away.
That's just not the case. Again, you got like three things happening on that one sentence. Hugh Beaumont had absolutely nothing to do with The Godfather.
I will go.
Or talk radio in New York. Or a car blowing up. It's not me. It's you. It's not me.
Dodgers.
I found Barbara Billingsley attractive. I've been watching a lot of episodes of Leave It to Beaver lately.
A lot of episodes?
Yeah, I'll tape.
How old do you think she was in those shows?
What do you think? How 30s, old was 30 she?
30-something? Late 30s?
Mid-40s. I would guess.
I would have to guess. When was that program on?
Late 50s, early 60s.
It seemed like everything was wonderful at that time. I look at that. Of course, I wasn't alive, but I look at that and I go, God, everything seemed wonderful.
I thought Ward was kind of a hard ass myself.
It was just a TV show, Tim.
But it seemed wonderful. Tony Dow seemed like everything was just pure. Pure as the driven snow.
It's a simpler time.
Was that right?
It was, but Ward was kind of a hard ass. He seemed to go off the handle for little things with the Beaver.
Well, I've never really heard him yelling or anything. He would bring him into the den and they'd have a sit down talk to.
No, he's yelled a few times. Wally, that's enough.
That's not really yelling.
What would you consider it?
Well, just kind
June
of...
was just the opposite. June was always so polite and so nice and never raised her voice. But it's on MeTV every morning at 5:30 and 6. And I just,
is it?
I tape them
turn that
the
on.
I tape them throughout the week, and then I watch 10 episodes on the weekend.
See, I was watching SportsCenter this morning because I wanted to see that Predators-Blackhawks game. I went to bed when the Blackhawks were up 2-1. And then I'm like, oh, my God, the Blackhawks blew the lead. All hell's breaking loose. I wonder if Joel Quenneville is going to start catching hell up there.
Well, he shouldn't.
I agree with you, but they're on the verge of back-to-back first-round exits.
Yeah. Well, they've won 3 times in 7 years. I think that ought to be enough for a little bit
you
of job security.
Think, but I'm just telling you, knowing the way the world works, I wonder if he will start catching hell.
Well,
and then that Washington Capitals thing. I mean, I realize because it's the NHL and it doesn't get near the attention as NBA and NFL and baseball nationally. But I mean, that operation, it's like the equivalent of a team.
Wait a minute, we're off Leave It to Beaver and on to the Washington Capitals now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is like a team that's a number one seed and gets knocked out by a 16 seed every year. And here they are again. Now they're only down 2-1. But, I would imagine, and it's tough to build a fan base that way. I mean, we think we got it bad here with the Blues, but at least they've been to the conference finals.
I guess. I just
twice in the last 16 years. But the, I mean, I
hate to keep saying that so much of it is puck luck, but you watch games and somebody rattles one off the goalpost and they don't score, and then the narrative is, well, they didn't come ready to play, and then somebody rattles one off the goalpost and then it hits a skate and goes in, and wow, this team really came ready to play. A lot of it is just the bounce of the puck.
Yeah, I used to say when I played, let's make our own luck, boys.
Nice. That shut everybody down, I bet.
We didn't believe in things just happening. You control your own destiny.
Well,
let's
least,
get out
at
there.
At least once a game.
Let's go to the tough areas.
At least once a game, there's a goal that they didn't plan. It just kind of bounced that way. It took a weird deflection that nobody could possibly plan or practice, and it just went in.
What about the give and go the Senators executed to beat David Backes and the Boston Bruins in overtime last night?
Yeah, is that puck luck?
No, it's not all puck luck.
You might step
but
down.
About once a game, at least, it's puck luck.
But it's a long series, too. I get that. And it could be a couple of games, but, I mean, it's a long series. Sometimes you don't get a break, but generally the hotter team wins. Doesn't necessarily mean it's the better team, but whatever team is playing better.
Doug, were you more upset when Coach died or when Diane left Cheers? It's from Bunchy Donovan's Priest.
Coach dying.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, that was hard. It was hard.
I mean, that show absorbed two major changes with Coach passing away and then Woody Harrelson replacing him, and Diane, the wonderful Shelley Long, leaving because she really liked the script for The Money Pit with Tom Hank. And she leaves the show, and they replace her with Kirstie Alley, and yet the show continues on. Think about that.
What kind of shape is Kirstie Alley in these days? Big Kirstie or little Kirstie?
We ought to have her on.
She tends to balloon up and down a little bit.
Maybe we ought to have her on.
And then that other change in the when they started offering apps at Cheers, that changed the whole.
Oh, like Wingy Wingy?
Yeah.
Didn't they really? What else?
Toasted Ravs.
But General Tso's.
They didn't do it.
Miss.
They should have. Probably a missed opportunity.
Yeah. No, I did feel bad for Larry Mondello when he got hit once almost right where he had his appendectomy.
Right.
He always had swollen glands.
Mondello?
Yeah. I'm always missing school with swollen glands.
Mm-hmm.
If I was Doug, I would be more worried about my game in the bedroom, because let me tell you, it's been lacking lately.
Who is that from? He deserves a suspension.
Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. You've been hanging out with him?
No. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man has indeed been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey, I'm using a Wright Business Products pen to write his name down in the leather-bound suspension log.
Plowhawk, would you tell the listeners about Garrison's Resort? Because I know that's your place.
Oh, give me my digs for, I may take actually the dog for a little float trip.
Get just you and the dog on the river.
No, I might call Coop Man, it's call like Rick
Tom
and
Sawyer.
Call Mace Dog, call Reefer.
Don't put the dog.
Get the whole Canton crew out there. Pony up a float trip with Garrison's River Resort in Steelville. Your summer getaway destination for canoeing, camping, rafting, and much more. And if you don't feel like packing a bunch of food, and if you're lazy, don't worry about it. Check out their barbecue splash package and let them do the cooking for you. Make your reservation at Garrison's River Resort 2 weeks in advance and receive 20% off your camping when you mention 590 The Fan. Book online at garrisoncanoe.com or give them a call at 1-800-367-8945. That's Garrison's River Resort.
Doug, they are unhappy on the fan page because we called the claw machine the Bear Claw.
Well, they would like it just to be known as the Claw.
Let's see. Patty Donnelly wrote, anyone else ever heard a claw machine referred to as a Bear Claw before today? I mean, clearly because Tim called it that, then that means that's what it's called now. But just curious.
The Lemmings Gong is presented by Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency, your Farmers Insurance agent in Columbia, Illinois. Danny is to insurance what Tim is to everything else. The best. Call or text 618-317-5027 with any insurance questions, and may the Schwartz be with you.
Your striking technique has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, it has.
Through experience.
Jennings really struggled with that gong.
Did he?
Yes, he did. So, but I mean, somebody posted a picture. It's Bear Claw. See?
That's the name of it.
So, I mean, isn't that a case where you can step down?
I have a little child in it? What is that?
I think the child's playing it, but the way the picture's taken, it does make it look like you could win a child.
Seems inhumane to me.
Yeah.
Have to be a strong claw.
I mean, that's human trafficking is what that is.
It's a matter of opinion. Depends on which country. Doug, it's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. This is big. 4 Bud Bash tickets for tonight's Cardinal game. Cardinals and Pirates. What do you got? Mike Leake and Chad Kuhl on the line? Is that what you got?
Yeah. I think so. They did not have a very big crowd there last night. I would wonder if it's because it's still school time or if the 3-9 start played a role.
I think
that
the early,
really
early start also factored in. Yeah. Late arriving. What?
Free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots also on the line. Well, yesterday I got some of the most exciting news one can get. Tawny and I found out the gender of our baby and we're having a girl. Tawny's pregnant?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Iggy, you know that?
No, I thought they were talking about the dog.
Plowhawk, how'd you know that? Ladies and gentlemen, the Plowhawk.
Face bat.
How about that?
Well, don't say it so quickly and then dismiss the question.
Well, like he knows we're on the clock.
She posted it this morning or late last night. I saw it when I woke up. Yep.
The excitement that came over me when the doctor said it's a girl was unbelievable for one main reason. I was so relieved it wasn't a boy because I would have felt terrible forcing him to be gay in hopes to wed Lil Timmy McKernan. Doug, this is the first email about my son, who, as of this moment, is not born.
Right.
Great to have him involved in the program. Now this matches up perfectly. Tim just DM'd me your home address so I can start figuring out the quickest ways to your house when I have to drop her off or pick her up. I may swing by randomly a few times too, but hey, we're a family now. That's from the White Collar Gangster.
White Collar Gangster.
Guys, did I ever tell you about the time Laura Branigan grabbed my package at the VFW in Muskoka? Well, it may have been Alton. Either way, you get my point. I am sorry my life is so much more interesting than yours. Get a life, you losers. Sincerely, unnamed shirtless AM radio contributor. War the return of FFF. Doug, that's from Dan Beal.
Dan Beal.
Hey, guys. As requested, here are the updates on casting for the TMA movie. The role of Tim will be played by Tim because no man alive can imitate his greatness. I reached out to John Lithgow's agent, offering the role of Doug, and he said, who? In a soup's positive way. So that felt like a yes. Mel Gibson has expressed interest in the role of the cat, so let's not mention the cat's high earnings if it can be avoided. Iggy will be played by Steve Buscemi, because that guy's face is terrifying, and the role of Plowsy will be played by the brave Callista Flockhart. The brave Callista Flockhart. That made the email. The film opens with Doug giving a light jiggle of my handle right before he lowers the claw for a marathon claw sesh. The whole of Doug will be filled by most of the gaffers, key grips, and production crew, I imagine. I'll keep you updated as things move forward. Love you. It's from Leonard in the same shirt.
I didn't like it. Leonard
in
the
same shirt.
This is a girl,
though. And she went to Ann Arbor for university.
It isn't a girl, Tim.
I know her, too.
You do.
See, have you met her?
I know she is a real girl, and I know she is dating a real listener. That's all the information I'll give, but that I do know is facts.
She spent most of her life as a man.
But did this girl attend the University of Michigan?
I do believe so, yes.
Oh, come on.
And I give this girl props and praise her every day, and she just trashes me.
Well, how many times are you going to get catfished?
Yeah, how many times can the fan page get catfished?
It's a girl. It isn't.
Plowboy says he's met her. You've met her?
Sure.
I haven't necessarily.
No, I really haven't. No.
So kind of a, no offense, really. Kind of an Iggy story to where she is real.
Oh, now you're Iggy under the bus.
But she sent you a picture, so she must be real.
I know the guy she's dating.
Who's the guy?
Oh, I guess I can say
you
it
don't
since
really
somebody
know
knows.
Him either.
The great Deke Dotum, I do believe.
Yeah, he's gay as gay gear.
So that's the information I know. I think I'm right.
Don't you think it's possible that Dotum has created another character?
No, but I'm actually friends with like the normal, his actual name.
There is no
normal.
So
he has an actual Facebook page. So yes, I think she's real.
Catfish victim.
Gentleman and Supple Doug. So Doug doesn't like my name, eh? You know who else doesn't? The NAACP. That's right, the NAACP. They tried to trademark NACP, but I'd already claimed the initials. I told them to use additional A in their name. Why A? They asked because the additional A stands for anus, particularly Doug's anus, where gay men of color.
Okay, that's enough!
Successful in advertising.
Who was it?
Neil Allen Craig Paquette, Poet Laureate?
Huh. Neil Allen Craig.
Is that true?
Paquette.
The NAACP's been around for a long time.
Yeah. No, this isn't true either, Tim.
Well, this is weird. So the people are misrepresenting the truth?
Yes, they are.
Guys, Plops here. The latest episode of Soap's Picks, all about Joshua, has kind of sent me down the rabbit hole of old Inside STL videos. I just rewatched the 2009 cab ride video. How you people tolerated Timberfake for 8 years beyond that day, I will never understand. At one point, Mickey Carroll, God rest his soul, was so bored with that showboating Hoosier that he simply started singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow as loud as he possibly could, clearly in hopes that a tornado would drop a house right on top of that car and take them all out. Or that the ghost of Judy Garland would steal control of the car from that twink producer and drive them all off a bridge. True story, Carrie Underwood went on to write a song based on the cab ride video. It's called Judy Take the Wheel. Thanks, Misty Plops. Is that true?
Misty, that's not true either, Tim.
Carrie Underwood sang the national anthem last night.
Now that is true, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now that's entertainment,
hubby,
right, Doug?
Hubby plays for the Preds.
Fish. All right, we'll wrap it up here. This is from Timmy Walters. Morn, a haiku to accompany the Blues' sexy playoff run. Carve a landing strip. Part my hot, matted loin fur. Ah, yes. Tasty waste. Think about it. Tunnels 12,000.
Awful. Awful.
And that's what we have for 12, the Hot Shots email today. Somebody's going to the Cardinal game tonight.
Leonard, same shirt.
You can't, supposedly Dotem's girlfriend.
Boyfriend. I'm going Dan Beal.
I like Tunnels 12,000, I have to be honest.
No, I'm handed Deke, or I mean Tunnels 12,000.
I'm dead! Mad at Lucas!
I don't know if Dotem can fly in from Chicago for tonight's game, so we might have to give the tickets to somebody else, but we'll find out. Doug, it's time for us to shut it down. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Comes your way from 10 to noon. For the Plow Wild, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McCurdy. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.